We shall just let Facebook catch up. Hello, hello, hello. Hi, Jo Warwick here. Day two of the Luxurious Living 5-day challenge. 5-day challenge. So if you're joining me live, fantastic. I shall wait for people to arrive. If you're watching the replay, say hi, hashtag replay. Again, it's interactive today. And today we're going to be looking at the luxurious energies and shedding resistance, okay? Because this is really important, as I tapped into a little bit yesterday, there's always going to be stuff that comes up as we want to step out of our comfort zone. So I shall just let things catch up for a minute, and see who's arriving. So, very exciting. So you have been doing the meditation, and I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're feeling the luxuriousness of it. And yesterday I was talking about tapping into that mindset, and we were asking that question about, I mean, what would change in your life? But today we want to really tap into, firstly, I want to think about what does luxuriousness look like to you? I was asking very much what it feels like yesterday, but what does it look like in your life? We talked about what would change, but what does it mean to you? When you think of people who are luxurious, they have luxury, or there's a lushness or a sumptuousness to their life, that it's just there's an ease and a grace. And even in the meditation, one of the ladies yesterday was saying she felt like she was in a 5-star hotel, even maybe 7-star, that what does it look like on a practical level, a physical level for you? So for some people, it is going to be that way of being, that it is being in 5-star, 6-star, 7-star hotels. It is going to be first class travel. It's going to be big cars, big houses, all of that. But no one said it has to be that, okay? It can also be delicious things like jewelry, which I was talking about yesterday. And not that my jewelry is not all just diamonds and stuff. I have lots of, crystals and gems, but it can be whatever you want it to be. For me, it is about having riches and resources that support my soul journey. But that can be in the fact that I drive a nice car that I love, but it's not the top of the, it's not like a supercar. It's just a very nice car. And for me, that's good enough. Maybe that's the wrong word. It's a lovely car. Like, it's a lovely car to drive, and it's full of wonderful gadgets. For me, that's luxuriousness. I really like that. I like things that make my life easier. For me, that's what luxuriousness means. It's about my life being easier and having more freedom and more flow, so that I get to be the fullness of myself, sharing myself, sharing my soul, sharing what I want to do, sharing my joy. So, and I'm supported. So it definitely means going out for beautiful meals, but it also means being able to buy the food that I really like, because that's really important to me. I love food, and I love cooking, and I love cooking for other people, but I also love going out to lovely restaurants, and I love travel. So it's a big thing for me about traveling. It doesn't have to be first class, but I'm all up for first class. For me, luxurious means about the ease and grace of my life. It means also having things like people who support me in my business, people who are supporting me in my life, people who support what I do. Having the networks and the teammates and the non-physical teammates supporting what I do. Simply about me being me. Okay? Now that's what luxurious means to me, but what does it mean to you? I'm all for lovely clothes. I like nice clothes. I like clothes that are made with love. I like anything. For me, luxuriousness means about quality as well. So it's about quality, not quantity. It is about quality. Someone's putting their heart into it, their skill into it, their energy into it. Which is why for me, money is a gorgeous thing if it's flowing with love. And it flows from love for me, and it flows with love to me. So therefore, riches and resources are an absolute non-negotiable. It should be like that, because it is how it is. Yeah. I spread love in the world, and I expect things to come to me from the same thing. And when you're doing the meditation, you get that experience of giving with love and receiving with love. And so it is that union. So that's, for me, is luxuriousness, is that. But what is it for you? So if you're watching on the replay, drop in on the comments. And if you're dropping now, drop them now. So what is luxurious? What does it really look like? Now, a lot of the times we can get really up here and we're enjoying it and in the floaty. But as I said yesterday, we want to be bringing this in. We want to be grounding it and locking it in and knowing it. So I gave you the challenge yesterday to write down how it felt, what you were seeing, after your experience, to keep doing that. You want to lock it in. I'm just smiling because I'm seeing my pictures behind me. That is something I love spending money on. Art, beautiful art and paintings and pictures and photography, and I love things that are pretty and beautiful. And I love that, to me, is also luxuriousness. Like, there is beauty in my life, but that includes, by the way, masses and masses of natural beauty. It's, for me, it's about it being natural. Natural is a big word for me when I think of luxuriousness, when I think about being in the flow, when I think about, love and abundance. It's about it being natural. But that doesn't always mean the natural world. It means natural because everything is an extension of source. So that's a thought for you. What is your idea of luxuriousness? You were attracted to doing this challenge, but what was it that attracted you? What is it that you're wanting? And that's a lot of the time one of the things that gets in the way of us actually receiving what we want, because we're not clear about it. We're not clear. We have these very vague words that don't even have power attached to them, or we then go very minutiae and we have lots of tension attached to them, and therefore we're not manifesting. So, this program, this challenge, of course, is about manifesting. It was an energy uplift and manifesting challenge. That means about shifting your energy so you start to see things appearing. That's the point of the luxurious living meditation. And it's understanding and feeling the energy and mindset of how it all interweaves for you to bring it into reality. So, the second point from today. Drop any comments that you want to drop in, and anything on the replay, put hashtag replay. Happy to answer any questions. So, however, when we feel this bigger energy, which you can feel as I'm channeling this, it's bigger energy, it comes into flow, it's excited, it's fun, it's bigger energy. And what it brings with it is when our old self, which is like a little bit of old clothing that doesn't fit, when we shift energy, we have this old self that is still version of self, like a coat or clothing. I wrote an entire blog post about this called Why Women Don't Trust in Relationships, and it's all about, holding on to these bits of clothing, these beliefs that we have. That old self goes, I don't want to die. I don't want to let go. I don't want to go. So it will start to scream and shout. And that feeling, when you get more in contact with your soul, feels big and expansive, and the truth and what you want, and you want to manifest, and it's coming in. And when you're in alignment with yourself, it's happening. It is happening. That energy, that luxuriousness, that flow energy, that abundance energy, when you're feeling it, you feel amazing, you're feeling the energy high, you are receiving. This is the first stage of you receiving what you want to come into physical manifestation. So you are receiving. And the more that you embody that, the more that you lock it in, and the more that you choose it, the more the old self goes, I don't want to die. It always makes me think of in The Wizard of Oz, the witch melting, going, I'm melting. Always makes, oh, I'm melting. And it is that feeling. However, that dying self, that old self, can be holding messages that can feel very painful, and can, as it leaves our body, very childlike. They have got messages that we've been holding for a long time, some of them, as we claim ourselves. And one of the ones that actually interestingly reared its head for me, doing this, setting up this challenge, and doing yesterday's thing, was I actually brought up a something, yeah, around shame. Shame because liking, loving, wanting, enjoying luxury. Okay, and being luxurious, being bigger in energy, being easy about life, being easier. that it doesn't have to be a struggle anymore. It doesn't have to be that I'm in survivor victim mode. It doesn't have to be any of that. I don't have to be pushing against anything or fighting or grabbing anything. And but when you put it out into the world, oh my God, shame. Oh, it was like, old energy. Old energy, old self, old belief pattern that it's wrong and I can't have it because of a million different reasons. But it doesn't matter really, the becauses. But I felt the emotion, I felt the energy, I acknowledged it for what it was, and then I used this statement. So I'm gonna go for you offering a question to find out what your block is and also how you can release it. One of the other parts of it that then came up was this wonderful one that we go through when we've stepped out of this is the I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. So I've stepped out of my comfort zone. I'm doing something that is in alignment in that flow. I feel my energy. I'm connected. I'm aligned. That old person, the old me is going, I'm dying. I'm melting. And then the body can have this fear of, oh, so this is a hilarious fear, but I won't be able to get back to where I was. I've stepped out of my comfort zone. I won't get to go back where I was. It's very kind of like some people would say ego. It's very survival. I can't get back in the cave. I'm now out here. I can't get back in the cave. Why would I want to be in old energy that doesn't fit? Why would I want to be going back to being poor or going back to being struggling or going back to being lacking in resources and in fear and anxiety? Because somehow that is safer because I'm back in the cave. And we can hold this energy in our bodies. So it's really important to acknowledge it, release it, move it through our body. Notice it and move it through our body. And that does take moving it through belief patterns and physical activity. So those are just two of the ones that came up for me. I know with clients, these resonate with them absolutely. There is always this fear, I'm going to be too big, I'm going to be too much, having too much, other people won't be happy if I have it, they're all going to tell me off, blah, blah, blah. It's all, as you can hear, even in the voices, it's child stuff about being independent, about being empowered, about providing for yourself. This is a massive one for women about being allowed to provide for themselves, being allowed to receive for themselves, being allowed to be fully embodied and independent, being allowed to be fully empowered that they do their own thing in their own life in a physical, material, manifesting world. Yeah. Supporting their soul flow, their soul flow, doing what is in alignment for them. So these things can come up. So I have a question for you. Using your journal, and particularly, use your journal to write down all the ways that you see what luxuriousness means for you. Okay, what does that mean for you? And now we're going to do so. The question for today, I will write it in the thing as well. So, the question for today, and I would suggest as you answer these, you write it first so that you're in the flow of it, and then the answer will come clearly for you. Okay, now that money and resources are completely done without limitations, and I feel deeply supported, loved, and safe in my decisions, desires, and actions, and I am now choosing to live more luxuriously every day, I now choose to let go of the negative belief slash the negative feelings that. Dot dot dot. Okay, you fill that in because this is no longer true for me. Okay, and that's when we're going to go into the shifting. All right, so I'm just going to jot that in. You think about that. So it's now that the money and the resources are completely done without limitations, and I feel deeply loved, supported, and safe in my decisions, desires, and actions. And I am now choosing to live more luxuriously every day. I now choose to let go of the negative belief slash I now choose to let go of the negative feelings that. So write it out and let what comes out come out because you're connecting to your soul. You're deciding you've done the expansion of thinking about what luxuriousness is for you. I would do this after the meditation if you wish, or do this, I know, now when you're watching it, but allow what comes out. Okay, so I'm just going to jot that down. So now, oh, nearly lost you. question. Now that the money and resources are completely done without limitations, and I feel deeply loved, supported, supported, and safe in my decisions, desires, very important, and actions. And I am now choosing to live more luxuriously every day. I now choose to let go of the negative belief or feelings. Negative belief slash feelings that dot dot dot. Okay. Feelings that. Okay. So that's the first bit. Okay, so once you've done that and you're clear about it and you are aware of what's come up, the first important bit is to recognize to go, okay, I feel that. I acknowledge it. Now, the word block gets used around a lot. So I really want to just sort of debunk it a bit. I use it, but I want to debunk it a bit. So blocking energetically is, remember, it is just energy, all right? There is nothing physical in your way, all right? It is just energy. It's just emotional energy, energy, emotions. Energy, emotion equals emotions, feelings. It is just energy going in the wrong direction. So if you think about it, like energy is supposed to be driving down the motorway, all going in the same direction. When we have a block, it is energy that is either heading off into the barrier, the central reservation, or it's driving backwards. Often it's driving backwards down the wrong way down the motorway. And so these blocks, whether they are beliefs attached with emotional energy, is what creates a block. It's because your energy is going in the wrong direction. It's looking at the past, it's looking at fear, it's looking at old energy, it's not going in the forward direction it should be, which is what all energy of the universe does. It goes forward. There is no other route. Yeah? Love goes forward. Energy goes forward. The energy of creation is going forward. Expansion, growth, forward. All right? So when you've got a block, it's because you are literally trying to go backwards. You're swimming upstream, you're going in the opposite direction, and it creates that feeling of being stuck, frustrated, upset, disappointed. And I mean, I'm super, super sensitive now. And so when I feel like I have got something coming up and I know it's a gift and I can move it very quickly, but I am also super sensitive, and so when there's a blocking up, my body goes, oh, and I know it straight away, very, very quickly. But it does mean I get to transmute it very, very quickly too. And so it takes a little practice understanding this and also practicing it. However, it's very different to the idea when I was a therapist of, you would go and wade around in your past for years on end. Not that I ever did that with my clients, but we would talk about things, and yes, you have to release the energy, but you don't have to keep wading around in the past trying to tidy up. You can transmute the energy in the now and move forward. All we're wanting to do is turn our little car around, get it turning in the right direction, because we've acknowledged, very simply, we've acknowledged the energy is going in the wrong direction. Ah, my amazing internal GPS system, yeah, which is your feelings, your internal GPS system is telling me I have a thought, a belief. I'm trying to get one of my wheels on the car is going in the wrong direction. I need them all to be going in the same direction. I don't want to be spinning around in circles, which makes me feel, frustrated, upset, disheartened. It makes me go back to feeling like a little girl. All of those things. We just want the energy going forward. Okay. So to do that, once you've done your little exercise of this question, now that the money and resources are completely done without limitations, I feel deeply loved and supported and safe in my decisions, desires, and actions. And I am now choosing to live more luxuriously every day. I now choose to let go of the negative, what do they put? The negative belief, feelings that dot dot dot. Okay. So after that, you can then make the statement. So you feel the energy, you experience it, and then you say, right, well, this is no longer true for me. This isn't true for me. It's just energy. I can change all my energy. I want it going, I want to get into the river of flow. And therefore, this is no longer true for me. And it doesn't resonate with my soul. So the writing down is because this is no longer true for me, I'm ready to let go of it because it's no longer true for me and does not resonate with my soul. I choose a higher frequency. I choose the truth. I choose love. Okay. Very quickly, can we make a shift of it can be described as timelines, it can be decided as for energy frequency. It is raising you up. Like Abraham Hicks talks about it, the cork always floats. It is getting out of the way and letting the energy come back up because all energy ever wants to do is go forward and go up, go forward and go up, go forward and up. That's all it does, go forward and up. And so it doesn't want to go down, okay? It doesn't want to be weighed down, it doesn't want to be heavy, it just wants us to let it move because it's like a river, which is why I talk so much about this and why the 21 days soul flow, activating your abundance program is so powerful because you're getting into that flow all the time, all the guidance. And that's why people get these incredible results from it in the physical manifestations, as from houses to lovers to money to jobs, because all they're really doing is getting out of their own way and letting the energy go in the right direction so they start receiving. So you're going to make that statement. I'm going to put that in. So once you know what your answer is to your question, you're acknowledging it's basically just energy and you need to feel it, acknowledge it and accept it, and then choose that it's time. You're letting it go, it's come to the surface, you've been asked, given the clarity from your soul, and you're saying, because this no longer because sorry, th this is This is no longer true for me. True for me. And does not resonate with my soul. All right. Doesn't resonate with my soul. I now choose a higher frequency. I choose the truth. I choose. I choose love. Now I have been working with men and women for 25 years plus doing this, okay? And I have done it from every different level of frequency. I was born this way. I tried to stay away from it. I tried to come back to it. I did it in a million different ways, which I wrote about today, actually, and why I do what I do. And through hard work, me finding the journey, not because I believe in hard work, but because I took the long way round. I was learning all the way, the fastest way that you can, that I can then share with other people to shift their energy and upgrade and get into what they actually want. Just simply getting out their own way. But what that really means, what that really means, and tapping into their power that they have the power inside. Yeah, because it's not just mind, it's mind, body, and energy and soul. They've all got to be going in the same direction. Your car is mind, body, energy, soul. It has four wheels. Yeah? It has four wheels, and they all have to be going in the same direction for things to line up for you, for things to be in flow and receiving. So, you made a decision to do this challenge. You wanted to take the next level. It's along your journey with the luxurious living meditation. This is all going to help you shedding the resistance and tapping into that luxurious energy. So we're thinking about what does luxuriousness really look like? That's the first thing to really think about as you're doing your meditation. What does it look like? You know, what does it look like for you? What really, really matters? If you're really honest, if you were taking away all these limitations, yeah, that are stopping you from having all the riches and resources and money and, you know, having all those things that you think, oh, I shouldn't have because I'm a spiritual person. What does it really look like for you? Because it's important. The physical realm is important. It's just an extension of energy. It's just energy. But it's as important as in if it's natural nature or the extension of us as divine beings, and we've created these amazing things that we get to sort of, you know, play with and have fun with, which we might call as cars and houses and whatever. We also get to do wonderful things in supporting each other and uplifting and investing and all of that. So, working out what does luxuriousness mean for you, as well as how it feels, but what does it look like? What does it look like? What does it look like for you now when you connect into yourself? And then to answer these questions, because there are things in the way stopping you from having it. So I'm wrapping up. If you have any questions, drop it on the hashtag replay. Let me know how you're feeling about all this, if you've got anything to answer. But I'm missing you, wishing you much, much gorgeous love. I will be here again tomorrow, same time, same place at 7 o'clock. And I look forward to seeing you there. Lots of love.